Good to see each of you here tonight. Again, if you're visiting with us, you are indeed an honored guest, and we're glad that you're here. Please come back every opportunity that you have to worship with us here at this place. Hey, to hear that Randall and, of course, Beth, they're going to be leaving us shortly, so tonight we want to remember them. Let them know how much we love and appreciate them. And wish for them Godspeed wherever they go. Find a strong congregation and work in worship with them. And we will hope to see you again before long. Lesson tonight is quite simple. Actually, all my lessons are quite simple, aren't they? But I'm thinking, I do a lot of thinking back about what God has done. One of the problems that I have and the problem that you have is we're not patient. And by the way, in the book of James, James tells us to be patient. And he says we need to take time, consider, and realize that things are not wrapped up in us. I know we think they are, but that's just not it. Whether you and I make it to heaven or not, oh, it's going to hurt. I want to go. But if I don't make it to heaven, God's rule will continue. I'm not the end of that thing. I'm just a participant, see? And as you go back and as you look at what God has done down through the ages, it'll literally stagger your mind. Because when we think about something getting done, it's got to be done within 70 years because most of us are going to die within 70 years, right? Psalm 90. So when God takes a long time, we don't understand it. And you got to get your mind focused. You got to realize we live in what's called time. And time, therefore, like the ticking of the clock, it passes away, and you and I do as well. Eternity is altogether different. Where God is, there's no such thing as time. So I have folks that will say to me, well, do you think heaven's on Mars? No, not hardly. Well, what about Jupiter or some other place? No. All of heaven's going to be rolled up like a scroll. And they're going to be set afire, everything, even including the earth. And the works that are therein going to be burned up. That's finished. And all it is, folks, is just something God did. So I get all these questions, and people say, well, did he do it before? I don't know. I am not God. I was not there. God can do anything he wants to do. Right? And as often as he wants to do them. And if it takes 10,000 years, what does that matter? You read the book of Hebrews, and certain place he'll say, one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years. 1,000 years. He says, well, doesn't make any difference to God. But it does to you and I. And we want whatever we want it here and now. And we're impatient. We want to see it done. But it may very well be that before it gets done, you and I'll be done for it. We'll be gone. The Lord will work on. You know what the Lord told one fellow one time? You can do my will, or you can go ahead and die and I'll raise somebody up to do it. Somebody else. God wants to work with us, but he'll work without us if that's the way we want it. We're unusual beings. We have free choice. We can decide whether we're going to do this or do that. God lets us. He lets us choose. So what I'm looking at tonight, God prepared a way for you and I. It was laid out through the Old Testament. Took all those years for it to come to pass. Somebody said, well, if he was going to do it, why didn't he do it? He did it. To the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and we got to get off of that thing. See? Now then, you and I going to make it into heaven? There won't be any more birthdays. You know, we won't need a cake with candles on it, you know. That old song, where we never grow old. Now, what about that? Well, Dan, you mean that? No. The body we got now is going to die. One way or the other, this thing's gone. All it is dirt anyway. Now, Brother Carter, don't say. I'm telling you. Bible says, Ecclesiastes 3, then shall the body go back to the dirt or the dust from whence it came, but the spirit returns to God who gave it. The spirit lives on. Well, what are we going to look like? Who cares? Now you go to 1 John chapter 3. What are we going to look like? Well, we know this, that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we will see him as he is. That's all we need to know. It's going to be a spirit body. Different from anything you and I have ever experienced. In order to get us there, God prepared the way. And it took a long time, so far as we're concerned. See? But not with the Almighty. Now, Isaiah, that old prophet. And a highway will be there. And a way. And it'll be called the way of the holiest. Now, unclean will not pass over it. Fools won't err therein. A way will be provided. Now, here we go. Why did there have to be a way? Because we sin. I told you a while ago, God gave us free choice. You can choose to live or choose to die. You can choose to obey or disobey. That's up to us. Adam and Eve were told, now I'm putting you in paradise. You can stay there. But it's up to you. I'm not going to twist your arm. Here's a tree of life, and you can live forever. Over here is a tree of evil. Now, you want to take of the tree of life or of that other tree? Tree of death. For in the day that you eat thereof, you're going to die. Now, I tell you this. We talk about Adam. But the one thing that I'm upset to Adam about, his disobedience passed death upon all of us. That one disobedience, no, doesn't mean we're born sinners. What it means is that we're born into the flesh and the flesh will grow old. And you got a little child, after a while the little fella will start walking. You know, he crawls a while, then he walks a while. He's growing older every day that he lives. That's the way God made us. But one of these days, he'll die. We can thank Adam for that. You hear people talking about Adam and it, well, right there it is. Somebody said, well, if I'd have been there, no, you'd have done the same thing. That's our whole problem. We talked about it this morning. We follow the path of least resistance. It's been done before us, it'll be done after us. Tell you, kid, don't you dare do that again. What's he do? He'll do it again. That's where we are. So God planned our redemption long before we ever got to the earth. Remember, Now, I'm going to use a verse of Scripture here, or some verses. The third chapter of the book of Ephesians. And I'm sure it's not new to you. You've seen it before. But I want you to listen to some of the things that the Apostle Paul talks about. That's in Ephesians 3, 1 through 10. He's talking about this mystery. And the mystery which God kept in himself was not even revealed to the prophets. It was revealed in figures and signs and things of that sort. But no, the revealed mystery, the mystery of how that we can be saved. I didn't say that we don't die. In Adam, we all die. But in the spiritual man, we can have life eternal because he prepared a way for us. God loves us. He wants us to be of him. So, Ephesians 3, 1 through 10. Paul said that he has prepared me or given me to be a prisoner for Jesus Christ's sake to the Gentiles. We often refer to him as the apostle to the Gentiles. If you've heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me, you are. In other words, I am preaching the grace of God, the dispensation of grace to you. God, through his grace, wants you to be saved. That's Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. And so he prepared you a way. Now then, it's up to you. You can choose. You can choose the tree, knowledge of good and evil, or you can choose the tree of life. It's up to you. And when you read the book of Revelation, by the way, one of the things you'll see when he's talking about that land over there, he said, there was the tree of life. You and I are going to live forever, okay? So we can have access to that place. But the Apostle Paul goes on. Here's what he says. Wherefore, I'm going to give it to you in few words, he says. Wherefore, when you read, you may understand the mystery as I wrote afore in few words. Whereby, when you read them, you'll understand. When in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, but is now made known unto us through the holy apostles and the Spirit of Almighty God, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs, fellow citizens in the body of Christ by the gospel. Now what brings us together? Gospel. The good news, that's how we refer to it, the good news. God made a plan for man's fall. God then said, here goes my plan into effect. He doesn't want man to be lost, in other words. And he began to unfold the mystery, a little here and a little there. But as Paul said, it has not been revealed until the gospel was revealed to us. And he said, that is the way. That's it. That's what God was talking about all the way through the Old Testament. The devil fought him every step of the way. One good thing about it, when we get to heaven, we won't have to worry about the devil anymore. That thing is going to be in a place of torment. Sad thing is that a lot of people are going to be there with him, that if they'd have made the right choice, they'd have heaven. Now that's the beauty of the plan that Almighty God made, but the devil now. Oh, go back to the book of Job. God said, one day, angels came together, heavenly beings, present themselves before the Lord. The devil also came. The Lord said to the devil, where you been and what you been doing? Y'all remember? Oh, I've been at the earth. Yeah, sure you are, because you were cast down to the earth. You are the prince of the power of the air. You are the God of this world. And I walk about, 1 Peter 5:8, as a roaring lion, seeking whom I may devour. Where you been? I've been to the earth. Lord, you know I've been walking around in the earth. Well, then you surely found my servant Job, that there's no one like him. Oh, yeah, sure. He loves you because you give him everything he wants. He's a spoiled brat. You take everything away from him, he'll curse you to your face. Y'all remember the story, right? We have that to contend with, folks, while we live in here. And don't ever get to the point where you say, oh, well, I've got the devil licked. No, you don't. 1 Corinthians 10:12, I used that this morning. Let he who thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. The devil know what he's doing. And he will fight us every step of the way, just like he did with Adam and Eve and those that followed. Let's look at the plan as it unfolded. Then there is this line, Cain and Abel. I always was amazed at what Eve said when she became with child again after Cain killed Abel. Remember, Abel was a righteous man. You can read about him in Hebrews chapter 11. He followed God's will, and he offered an animal sacrifice. Blood for blood. Did you ever look at Leviticus and read what he says in Leviticus 17, verse 11? Life is in the blood. Blood for blood. Life was given up. Blood's got to take its place and give life back. That's God's scheme. That's what God said. You and I may not be able to understand it. I personally feel sorry for all those little old sheep and goats. I don't know if there would be any way to estimate how many bulls and goats and sheep lost their lives because of man's sins. You know what I mean? The Old Testament is full of blood. It's full of smoke ascending up from the altars that men reared up to give their offering unto God. And then when you come into the law of Moses, there you got the priest and all of the animals that are offered. I kind of feel sorry for them. The other day I was driving behind. Y'all have seen these things, these big crates, you know. And they're going to market. And in these crates are all these chickens. Y'all have seen that, haven't you? And a poor old chicken stuck her head out one of them crates and was just looking at me. And I could imagine she was saying, could you help me? Little animals that didn't do anything, they were sacrificed. Why? It was to show the coming of the blood sacrifice of Christ. And when you look at that, you see how evil sin is. Cain and Abel, the struggle is, Satan is seen. The devil tried to destroy the line, but righteousness prevailed. After Cain killed his brother, Abel, then was born to Eve, Seth. And you know what she said? And that's recorded in Genesis 12, 2 and 3 and following. That's recorded in the fourth chapter of the book of Genesis. And she says, verse 25, Genesis 4, 25. God has given me now a man to take the place of Abel, whom Cain killed. Trace it out. Guess who comes out of Seth? Noah. I'm skipping some generations, but Noah. But guess who comes out of Noah? Son, follow the line on down through the Old Testament. Go to Matthew chapter 1, and I want to say it's also, is it Luke 1? There the line will be seen, and they'll take you, I think it's Luke that takes you all the way back to Adam. When he's tracing out the line, of course they traced it through the man. So it'll be traced through Joseph, right? And the devil's always doing something. He's not going to let anything get by. The tribe was to be Judah. That's what God said through the prophet. Genesis 49 and verse 8. When old Jacob was blessing his sons, and he told what each one was going to do and this, that, and the other, he said to Judah, Judah, you are going to be distinguished among your brethren. They're going to bow to you. And by the way, when you keep on reading, you find that through Judah would come this Christ. Hebrews 7:14. Now we know that Christ sprang from Judah. You read that. There's your line. It was through Judah. Oh, by the way, Judah, Reuben was the eldest born. As a general rule, you trace it through Reuben, right? The eldest born. That's like Jacob and Esau, right? Do y'all see the work of God in this line? So Esau is born first, but Jacob has him by the heel. And it would be through Jacob's descendants, see, who would come Judah. And Judah was not the first, but the fourth born son, right? So through Judah's going, God's working it out, folks. That's the whole point. You and I would say, oh, well, it's a no. God had the plan from the foundation of the world. From the very beginning, when man entered his sin, God's plan was then beginning to be revealed unto us. Revelation 5:5, you know what that says? Christ is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. From Judah. And your brethren will bow before you. Matthew 1:21. Call his name Jesus. For he's going to save the people from their... God worked this thing out. See? Abraham, right on down the line. Isaac, Jacob, not Esau. God brings it right on down to Judah and says, that's where you'll come from. There he is. Christ is the one. John 14:6. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can go unto the Father except through me. And this is what Paul was talking about in Ephesians 3. He was saying, I have been given the commission to be an apostle to the Gentiles and to show you the mystery that now is revealed, that not only the Jews, of which I am a member, that's my family, but also all you Gentiles can have access unto God, can be in fellowship with God through Jesus Christ the Lord. Now, you go to the book of Galatians and Paul will tell you, look, it's no better now to be a Jew than it is to be a Gentile. I don't care what nation you're from. I don't care what blood of what people rushes through your veins. If you are in Christ, here's your verse, Galatians 3:29. If you then be in Christ, are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise? Go back to Genesis 12. God said unto Abraham, through thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed. Not seeds, Paul said in Galatians 3, but seed. Which seed is Christ? And so then he ends that third chapter by saying, if we be in Christ, then are we Abraham's seed and we're heirs to the promise that was made. Do y'all see? We're talking about generations on top of generations on top of generations that it took for that thing to work out. But as I said this morning in our lesson, some people will say, how come it takes God so long? Look who he has to work with. Abraham was a great man, was he not? Yes, he was. But if he lived today, God winked at ignorance. God allowed certain things as this plan was unfolding to bring it the line and to bring Christ through it. Abraham did things. He lied. He took another woman, had a child by her. Am I right? What woman in her right mind would say, "Oh, I know God said we're going to have a child, but go ahead and take my handmaid, and that'd be okay." And Abraham said, "Okay, she's a good looker too." Do y'all see what I'm talking about? Leave it up to man and we'll make a mess of it. I don't care what it is. But in God's hand, He will work it out either with us or without us. He'd rather work with us. But need to be, He will go without us. Beautiful thing is, you and I have a choice. We can be on God's side, or we can take the other side, which is none but destruction. So you go and you preach the gospel. What are you preaching? You are preaching the fact that the way has come. There is no other way. And this is what Isaiah was talking about. That's what all the old prophets preached and said, it's coming. And you and I are the recipients of that way, which is Christ, which is salvation. At what we have because of what Jesus did. Go into all the world now and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. See that? Well, what is the gospel? 1 Corinthians 15:1-5. I preached unto you the gospel which you received and by which you're saved, except you believed in vain. I preached to you, first of all, how Christ died for our sins, that He was buried, and on the third day He was raised from the dead. He was first seen by James and by Peter, and then to the other apostles, and to many brethren at one time. Fulfillment. Prophecy made, prophecy fulfilled. Romans 1:16, the gospel is the power now of God unto salvation to everyone that will believe it. To the Jew first, and then to the Greek. Did you know that the gospel was preached first to the Jews? Yeah. It started off on the day of Pentecost, right? Acts chapter 2. And they were first given the opportunity to obey the gospel. And some 3,000 on that day did. And if you go on and read the book of Acts, you'll see that the number was multiplied. And then it multiplied again. Greatly multiplied, it says. People were obeying the gospel. But then Cornelius heard the gospel. Gentiles. And then we got the Apostle Paul going out, preaching the gospel. He's a Jew, but he's going and he's preaching the gospel to the Gentile world. Acts chapter 19 and 20. Paul preached the gospel throughout Asia. Got to go into Europe, Philippi. He's preaching to the Gentile world. Now, it doesn't mean he doesn't preach to the Jews as well, but his main mission was among the Gentiles. And to let the Gentiles see, that's what he said in Ephesians chapter 3, that mystery which was before hidden, but now is made known. Now, I go back to what we saw at the very beginning, and he says, a way shall be there, and it will be called the way of the holiest. The unclean will not pass over it, but it shall be for those wayfaring men, even fools shall not err therein. The way has been made very plain. And yet, what happens? The devil on every hand will fight it. Why does he fight to keep people from believing what Jesus says? Because Jesus is the Lord and he knows he's the Lord and he knows he's condemned and he wants everybody lost. So today you got preachers that stand in the pulpit and say, oh, it doesn't really mean that. Just believe on Jesus in your heart. The devils believe and tremble. James 2:19. Devils are not going to heaven. Right? So then your belief has to be positive. In other words, you believe it, then do what he says. Walk by faith. Step out, say, I believe he's the Son of God. I want to turn away from my sins. I repent. I want to be baptized for remission of my sins. That's what the apostles preached. That's what Paul preached. Peter preached it. James preached it. John preached it. And all faithful preachers have preached it ever since. And by the way, it will remain until the end of the world. Oh, it's going to go through hard times. The devil's going to do everything he can to destroy it. But it's going to stand. The kingdom, Daniel 2:44, will stand forever. Christ's blood was not shed in vain. If you're subject tonight to the invitation of Christ in any manner, we encourage you to come to Him before it is everlasting too late. You believe it? Then turn away from your sins, confess that name, be buried with Him in baptism, live a faithful, devoted life, and heaven is your home in the after while if you truly believe. And by the way, as Christians, we make mistakes. So those old faithful men back yonder that we read about and faithful women, they made mistakes. They believed in God and they walked with God, but they still made mistakes. Sometimes we make mistakes. And what we need to do is acknowledge it. I'm sorry, Father. Please forgive me through the blood of Jesus Christ. And He promises He'll do that if you're a child of God. So if a child of God falls away, he can come home. If you'd like to place membership with us, then if you're subject to that, please come while together we stand and sing.